My name is Colin Dodds, and I'm going to read for you three poems. The first poem is entitled, A Final Round. I was led like Socrates to the slaughter, and they cut my head off quick, without hacking. They batted it idly against the courtyard wall a while. I think my parents set me up. After the crowd left, they placed my head back onto my neck and walked off, burbling with small talk. I stood up, gingerly. I wasn't dead yet, but I couldn't reason why. A little dizzy, a little bleary, I went for a drink to wait for death to catch on. My executioners came in, talking cautiously, and I stayed at the bar, rattled but amused. Healing was out of the question. Beyond eavesdropping at last, I ordered another drink and reveled in my peculiar, almost dead blues. Another poem, this one is entitled, Kindness in the World of Chickens. As if there was kindness in the world of chickens, prying these eyes open and shoving the tears back in. He suspects a reason for being born, but hates what he suspects. At least tell the chickens there's no help on the way. The signs remind of the immense pleasure in the ever-running error, remind the chickens that they'll someday fly or that they flew before. The torso mutinies, the chickens blink. Hell compromises to be here, just like everything else. This third and final poem is entitled, A Shapeless Self Trapped Again. It's mostly night now. The chalkboard instructs me to dream of broccoli soup. Like in a dream, the shadows have stolen a woman's face at the end of the room. Like in a dream, I can't move my limbs in a way that's real to me or to anyone else, and so must sing and tell the truth. I order the soup, stare out at the group. I swoon a while with the current in the crowd. The saga of being misunderstood begins in 1,000 places and culminates right here and now. Unlike a dream, there are no sudden circuses to relieve this knot of drama. But like a dream, waking is the hardest work.